Business Report starts with the new CEO at Hewlett-Packard. When Hewlett-Packard holds a news conference later today, it is expected to formally introduce Mark Hurd as the new chief executive officer. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Investors are already applauding the selection of Mark Hurd, who had been CEO of NCR Corporation. Hewlett-Packard's share price jumped more than 10% yesterday after news of the choice leaked out. Company chairwoman Patricia Dunn says Hurd was the unanimous selection of the board based on his track record at NCR. Last year, profits at the ATM maker increased nearly fivefold to $290 million. While HP is a much bigger company than NCR, analyst Rob Enderle of the San Jose-based Enderle Group says Hurd may be just what the pioneering Silicon Valley company needs.
He's just solid ops. It's the operations. He's the guy that you would get to follow your direction and make a company more efficient.
That's what the board of directors said they were looking for when they ousted Carly Fiorina in early February, a hands-on manager who would accelerate the company's growth.
They need somebody that can execute. They indicated that they really liked Carly's vision, but the execution was horrid. To make the vision work, HP has to function like a company. All these parts have to come together.
So far, HP's had trouble demonstrating that its various business units can work together more profitably than they would on their own. The company's PC and server lines have struggled in a fiercely competitive market, while nearly three-quarters of HP's profits come from its printing and imaging business. The head of that business, VMS Joshi, had himself been mentioned as a candidate for the top job. Enderle says one of Hurd's strengths may be his ability to work with the executive known as VJ.
They needed to keep him on board, provide a path for him into the CEO spot, and make sure that the company was executing during that interim period of time. And Hurd's actually the right guy for that job.
Hurd officially takes the reins as CEO on Friday. Scott Horsley, NPR News.